Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 15th of May, 2012. It's the birthday of the nonfiction author Laura Hillenbrand, born Fairfax, Virginia, 1967, author of the bestsellers Seabiscuit and Unbroken, a writer who suffers from chronic fatigue syndrome, so she can go for long periods of time without ever being able to leave her home in Washington, D.C. She conducts all of her research by phone and email. Laura Hillenbrand said, "I'm looking for a way out of here. I can't have it physically, so I'm going to have it intellectually. It was a beautiful thing to ride Seabiscuit in my imagination. It's my way of living vicariously." It's the birthday of the man who said, "I think charm is the ability to be truly interested in other people." Richard Avedon, born New York City, 1923, fashion photographer, also did portraits of celebrities and mental patients, carnival workers, war protesters, ordinary working class people. It's the birthday of Lyman Frank Baum, born Chittenango, New York, 1856. Moved to Aberdeen, South Dakota when he was 32. Opened up a general store called Baum's Bazaar. He was very popular with the kids in the neighborhood. He told stories, smoking a big cigar. Also very generous with credit, and his store went bankrupt. So he got a job as an editor for the local paper, published his first book, Mother Goose in Prose, in 1897, collection of stories based on the nursery rhymes, then Father Goose, his book. But it was his novel that came out in 1900, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, that we know him for today. It was a big success. He went on to write 13 more novels based on the Land of Oz. It was on this date, 1869, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Susan B. Anthony formed the National Woman Suffrage Association. There was a movement afoot in favor of the 15th Amendment, granting voting rights to African-American men, but not to women. And the women's suffrage movement was divided over whether to support that bill. Some felt that any advancement in civil rights would eventually help women. The other faction, led by Stanton and Anthony, opposed giving those rights to another group of men who they felt would then have no further interest in advancing the cause of women. So they formed their own national organization and made a team, worked together for 50 years. Susan B. Anthony never married, so she could travel. Stanton could not. She stayed home, raised her kids, did the research, and wrote the speeches. Elizabeth Cady Stanton said, "I am the better writer, she the better critic, and together we have made arguments that have stood unshaken by the storms of 30 long years." Here's a poem for today by Dana Gioia, entitled Pity the Beautiful. Pity the beautiful, the dolls and the dishes, the babes with big daddies granting their wishes. Pity the pretty boys, the hunks and Apollos, the golden lads whom success always follows. The hotties, the knockouts, the tens out of ten, the drop-dead gorgeous, the great leading men. Pity the faded, the bloated, the blousy, the paunchy Adonis whose luck's gone lousy. Pity the gods, no longer divine. Pity the night, the stars lose their shine. A poem by Dana Gioia, Pity the Beautiful, from his book entitled Pity the Beautiful, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Constant Contact, offering a nationwide series of educational events in support of Small Business Week. Learn more at constantcontact.com/SBW. And by Nook, Simple Touch with Glow Light by Barnes & Noble. Designed for bedtime reading, Glow Light offers paper-like reading with the lights on or off. Available at neighborhood Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. Produced by Nick Vetter, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.